You ever see this guy with the pillows on Fox? My pillow guy, Mike Lindell. He is the greatest. The My Pillow guy. Mike Lindell. And he's been with us right from the beginning.
Mike Lindell, we got, okay, action, action, action. Remember, this movement's ascended because of this audience, because of you. And we're going to empower you and weaponize you even more. We've got a couple of big announcements. Mike, what's going to take place on the 17th of April that you've been so gracious to make us a War Room part of? And I'm going to talk about the 18th right after that.
Yeah, it's huge, everybody. This is, like we had it last year, it's the Constitutional Sheriffs, which we work hand-in-hand with the Cause of America, the Election Crime Bureau. This is a big part. We show how much power they have at the county level. And so we're having that big event that day, and then we're also going to be launching in all 50 states the plan we had that we have announced last August. We're going to put it out in a big way that day, and you're all going to get all the details of it. But we're having a great two-hour event for the War Room Posse here, which Steve will be the host of, and that is going to be a roundtable of their Supreme Court case with all the experts and the lawyers, and really dig into that and see what this is all about. Why? And it's still sitting there at the Supreme Court. We pray they accept it. So it's going to be a great. It's going to be a great event, a huge educational event.
But here, first of the Constitutional Sheriffs, we love those guys, and we were at your other events where they were a big part of. We're so honored to be part of this. We're going to do the morning show live there. We're going to do the afternoon show live. The afternoon show is going to be 2 hours of this. And here's what you're going to get. You're going to get the technical experts, because people know I'm not a machine guy. Mike Lindell's brought me up the learning curve that I'm saying, hey, these machines are way too complicated. Something fishy here, because they're way too complicated than they need to be. But Lindell's, we're going to have technical people. We're going to have process people. We're going to have some of the top legal minds that have worked in this. Pat McSweeney, hopefully get him there. Kurt Olson. And we're going to go through. I'm going to drill them with questions. We may take some questions from the audience. It's going to be live, our 5 o'clock show on Real America's Voice and our 6 o'clock show on Lindell's dedicated to it, because I want everybody to understand. Now, look, Post Office Today, big article about they say they can't handle the volume of mail. So already the mail-in ballots are a disaster, an unmitigated disaster. Charlie Kirk and these guys are doing an incredible job of what they're doing. But the Postal Service Today, I'll get more into it on Monday. They're coming to say we can't handle this volume, right? So you're already going to get – they're already going to try to scam us on that. We know it. Mike's got the other. Remember, this is a pincer move. Mike's got the other, and we're going to open up. We'll tee it up for you guys so you can ask tons of questions, and we can get this. And then you can see what in the hell is the Supreme Court waiting for? That's my big question. This thing's pretty straightforward. It's got to be addressed. You can't not address this. It's got to be addressed. It's just sitting out there. And I keep telling people, you're just feeding Lindell's argument by not dealing with it. If you don't adjudicate this somewhere, this is not going to go away. Okay,
that's right. There are too many people. I'm not going away.
No, but okay. Now on the 18th, we're going to stick around. The next day is all at the Ahern Hotel, and we love the Ahern. Great, great hotel. Great folks there. In fact, Kane's got the clips up from the Showtime thing when I was bracing up Tim Miller and John Holman. That was all took place at the Ahern right there in their magnificent restaurant. Great people. On the 18th, we're going to do another Force Multiplier Academy / Alliance, all of it. Go to warroom.org right now on the Get Active. That tab, hit that tab. Totally free. It's going to be from 10 o'clock in the morning, probably 3 or 4 in the afternoon, another training academy to make you a gladiator. Information War Gladiator. We're going to have the whole team there. We're going to have a lot more details to go on. But the 17th will be at the Constitutional Sheriffs of Mike Lindell. The next day, and maybe we can talk Mike Lindell around for sticking around, but he's hard to pin down. It's going to be a Force Multiplier Academy, and we're going to do it. It's all free for you. And not just that, you're going to get a free lunch. Last time we had room for 250. We sold the 250. At the end of the day, we had 500, and you stayed for all 5 or 6 hours. So we intend to do that in Vegas, and this is the first of many we're going to do throughout the country, so we're tested here. Mike, before I let you go, so 17th and 18th, go to warroom.org right now. On the 18th, Mike and I are going to have a bunch of advertisements and things like that. We want big crowds for all this, and we really appreciate the Ahern Hotel and the Constitutional Sheriffs.
And you guys best. Can
Mike,
get,
talk to me about deals.
Right, and they can. You guys can get all the information at LindellePlan.com, too, right now at for the 17th. Forget, we have it all up there laid out. So, but you guys make it all possible. I always said that on the War Room because I'm able to go out and do these things knowing my employees are taken care of and you've been taking care of them. And one of the things you all been jumping on is these sandals that came in. They got the manufacturer of the sandals, and these have that impact shell with made out of soybeans. It's the most comfortable, most amazing sandals ever. But they made a mistake on the colors, so I called the factory. I said, "You guys, I need more of the gray and less of the white." They said, "How about we don't exchange them? We'll give them for the War Room Posse. Close them out. $9.50 a pair, you guys. These are normally $79. They're on sale for $25. We just this white color, $9.50. You've all been grabbing that. They're absolutely awesome. And then you can get if you go to the website." We have a few of the bathrobes out there, very low, but we have our biggest bed sheet sale ever that we just announced today. We added more to that. There's the slipper slides, all the other colors for $25. Remember, though, you get the white the War Room does for $9.50. You've all been getting the premium My Pillows, that where it all started, over 84 million sold now. You can get them for $25. King or queen, doesn't matter. You guys take your pick, any loft level. There's the My Pillow 2.0. We put back on sale, buy one, get one free for the War Room Posse. That started today. The War Room Posse, you guys get, you make it all possible. So everything that comes in, that we don't have those box stores in the middle, we don't have the shopping channels in the middle, we just, it's directly to you. And you see, their loss is your gain. And my operators, yeah. They've been loving it. 800-873-1062. I'm still in Minnesota here. I wanted to stay back because right now it's been amazing, Steve, watching all the phones ringing off the hook. And well, I've been going.
Hold it. So MyPillow.com, promo code WORM. MyStore.com, promo code WORM. You get all the alternative economy stuff, people who don't hate you. And or go to 800-873-1062. Tell the operators how to back. Before I let you go, rumor has it, I'm hearing the reason you're there is to keep the padlocks off the door, that the marshals are there every other day trying to padlock up the company. Is MyPillow going bankrupt?
No, absolutely not, everybody. 100% not. You see that thing out there about that warehouse? Let me set the record straight on that. That was an empty warehouse we had last May, and we subleased it to a candy company till December. In December, a sugar beet company was taken over, and about a month and a half into it, they disappear, and we think it was somebody got to them, to another attack on MyPillow. And I talked to the landlords. We're good friends. I said, "You guys, I think this is an attack on me. If you want me to go out and get another subleaser, I could do that. Otherwise, why don't you just evict me and make it official, and I won't contest it." So that's what we decided to do, because every time we get someone in there, Steve, they get attacked because they're associated with Mike Lindell. We're tired of it, but we're not going anywhere, everybody. We're stronger than ever. We've come out of this so strong, Steve. It's been amazing. When they squish 20-some million dollars in credit and you make it through that and you come out the other end, now we'll be sitting out here. We're stronger than ever. So they failed in their attempt to silence their CEO, who wants to go out and secure our elections and help save our country. Shame on them.
Mike, thank you so much. We'll see you Monday. Always great. MyPillow.com, promo code WORM. MyStore.com, promo code WORM. 800-873-1062. Make sure you tell the operators that the War Room Posse has their back. Mike, thank you so much.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow to bring you the best pillow in history, MyPillow 2.0. Just like all of you, I never imagined that MyPillow could get any better.
That's why I haven't changed it in nearly 20 years. Then I heard about a revolutionary new technology, and I knew I had to bring it to y'all. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The MyPillow 2.0 is cooler and softer than the last MyPillow. It is so comfortable to sleep on at night. I look forward to going to bed, and I wake up well rested in the morning.
Sleep is all about temperature and height. MyPillow 2.0's patented adjustable fill is gonna give you the exact individual support you need from your head to your bed. And now here's where it gets even better. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions where you get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over to the cool side. Well, all that's gone with my brand new MyPillow 2.0 cooling fabric that's made with temperature-regulating thread.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
So, there's a lot going on. If you want to update us on you first, and we can talk about what's happening with Trump in New York and the Supreme Court and everything going on in this nation right now.
Well, here's an update. You know, ever since I announced the plan to secure our elections in August, MyPillow and myself have been on the biggest attack we've ever been under, bar none. We have been debanked. We've been demerchant server. We've been you name it, it's happened. They squished our line of credits or debanked us all together. We're trying to get through it. It's been quite a struggle, but we are getting through by the grace of God.
Praise God.
The plan that I announced, the plan to secure our election platforms, is going great. We've got states like South Dakota. This just came up yesterday. We have five counties there going to paper ballots, hand counted. We have them all over New Hampshire. We have over 220 counties now committed to go to paper ballots before the 2024 election. So we've got a great plan to approach them all at the end of March and early August. And where my team, I have over 300,000 people on the ground in all 50 states. And we're going to go through all at once. So when you do it all at once, the media can't attack everybody at the same time.
That's right.
And we have, what's happened so far, you know, we go into a state like Arkansas, and like Cleburne County, Arkansas last year, went to paper ballots, hand counted. Every county in Arkansas was going to follow suit. Well, then you get a rhino, call it whatever you want, a uniparty, I call him Republican, his name is Kim Hammers. He goes up to the, pushes a bill through the Senate in Arkansas, and it says, here's what it says. If you go to paper ballots in Arkansas, we defund your county. Now, these things don't make any sense, everybody. So this
no, it doesn't.
We have been fighting these uniparty Republicans. I'm in the middle of trying to get the Speaker of the House for Wisconsin, Robin Voss, to get him gone. We've got it. We're doing that petition right now. It should be, we need 6,000-some signatures before March 10th. If you're in Racine County, Wisconsin, you need to sign that petition. Both Democrats and Republicans are signed. He's got less than a 10% approval rate. I mean, this guy is nothing but a blocker. And anybody that's blocking to secure our elections, they have another agenda, everybody. And this is where we're at. They're not attacking me anymore because Mike Lindell's trying to overturn the 2020 election and get Donald Trump back in. That ship sailed in the spring of 21 when I found out that, hey, we've got to get to paper ballot. We have a big problem when people voted in every county in the United States that don't live in that county. They didn't vote. Their names were used. But people are genuinely good people. And so now the reason that that I get attacked every day by the media getting debanked, all these things, by my company getting attacked. By the way, it's an employee-owned company, and they've done nothing to deserve this. And
no.
The reason they're attacking is because these people, they want to keep the computers in our elections and this uniparty. That's the bottom line. And this can be, there's great things that have happened. You know, this fall we had Argentina one judge made a ruling to get rid of the computers and yes. paper ballots and mm-hmm. count. They did it in 4 months, everybody. A beautiful election. Taiwan did it. They saved their country. These hand counting systems and paper ballots, they work. And our system we've developed here is better than the UK, Germany, France. I've met with them all. The Netherlands, ours is even better. And we've used it here. We used it in Osage County, Missouri a year mm-hmm. ago. Democrats, Republicans working together, and was done the same time as the machines with 100% accuracy. What a concept. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, right? And, and we just had, the word's starting to get out. You had a judge rule, an Obama appointed judge in Georgia. She ruled this fall that not only are the machines vulnerable because the experts have looked into it, but she said, if you question them, you're not a conspiracy theorist. So I got to take off my tinfoil hat that day. It was a great day for the country, right? And that same judge, now a lot of you might not have seen this. This went to court. We've been waiting 4 years for this.
Okay.
Against Crooked Brad Raffensperger down in Georgia, a Republican governor. Republican Secretary of State. This case is against him. He's the defendant. And this judge, Obama-appointed judge, in her courtroom, the expert, this Halderman, hacked into the machine, the voting machine, with a ballpoint pen and flipped the votes right in front of the judge.
Wow.
This should have made international news. International news. And they suppressed it because they, once again, they want to keep their devices, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, so that judge down there is, that court ended about a week and a half ago. She's now going to make the decision of whether to outlaw the machines in Georgia. There's great things going on out there, and we're securing mm-hmm. our election platforms in every state. And we've got great court cases going to court. Mm-hmm. We have a couple that should end up at the Supreme Court. That's working from.
Oh, wait, hold on 1 second. There he is. Okay.
Counties in this country can go from the county up and decide on their own to get rid of the machines or not. Just a few states like Louisiana and Colorado, where they're controlled by the Secretary of State, you're going from the top down then, and they're bad, and those are bad secretaries of states, believe me.
It is a trickle-down effect right now, and maybe we could talk about Georgia and New York.
I'm not hearing you now.
You're not?
I'm not hearing you. I'll have to call back in here.
Hold on. Okay. Okay, Michael, come back on in a minute. Something happened to his microphone, which is these things happen, people. But we're going to talk about Georgia and New York with what's happening with these two cases. With Trump also, because I want to get Mr. Mike's take on this, because he's been there from the beginning. So hold on, he's coming back on now. I can see him backstage. We'll bring him back.
Sorry.
Okay, there we are. That's okay.
Sorry, everybody. And this was a legitimate mistake on my end. It wasn't a cyber attack, everybody. I don't have my normal.
That was not sponsored by Dominion, everybody.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Uh-huh. So Georgia and New York, let's talk about these two for a minute, right?
Right, right.
You've got our ghetto superstar in Georgia, Fannie Willis.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You've got that, and you've got, Letita James and the band, merry individuals in New York, because I'm in New York, Mr. Mike, so... You know, this affects us in New York. So let's talk about what's happening for a minute in these two cases as you watched it unfold.
Right. Well, I was just.
Up. Hold on 1 second.
I was just sorry. Okay. I was just. That's okay. I had to use my other phone. But I was just with our real president for about a week. And I want to tell you, everybody, it's this stuff. I told him, you keep getting attacks, sir, and your polls keep going up. I said, pretty soon you're going to have more votes than voters like Pennsylvania always does. And that's the New York one with his property or whatever.
With his corporation,
It's just disgusting. That is the most disgusting thing. This you talk about an attack, a judge values Mar-a-Lago at $18 million. The bathroom's worth that. I was down there.
I've been to Mar-a-Lago.
I mean, it's like, you can't even make this stuff up. Here's a guy, You know, the banks got people who lost your perfect credit. And they're going back in time to say you got a cheaper loan rate. These banks agreed to that. This is just an attack of, you can't make this up. And then this lady said, well, she ran on me attacking Donald Trump.
Yes.
And it's so disgusting. And then they dragged the kids into it too. And it's, it's so nonsensical. But you know what? I want to tell everybody, this is backfiring them. At any other time, they don't want Donald Trump back in at all. And they're doing everything they can. In any other time in history, one thing like this, true or not true, would just destroy someone's political career. Yeah. But all of us now see through this. We know that for 3 years now, Donald Trump didn't change when he ran for president, came down that escalator. He was the same beloved person they all loved. And all of a sudden, gee, what does he stand for? I didn't change. I'm an ex-crack addict. I fell in the Lord, got set free and surrendered to Jesus Christ. And they, I'm that same person. I thought I'd be going and helping people out of addiction to Jesus. Yeah. I was going around church and speaking. Well, why are they attacking me? I didn't change. Our circumstances changed here in this country. We want secure and fair elections. And yes. Donald Trump stands for not just solving that, but getting rid of all the corruption and stuff. And that's what they fear. But the public sees through this. It doesn't matter which one of these indictments. Everybody's onto it, so it's too late for them to close the gate. The cows are out of the barn. Nobody believes your corruption anymore, media. Nobody believes your lawsuits. Nobody believes your indictments. It's like that little boy that called Wolf. It's one thing at the Russian hoax, and the impeachment hoax. Where does it end? He could, at this point, he could have really been guilty of something, and if he was, nobody would have believed it anyway. He's got to be the most cleanest record of any person on the planet, because if there was anything real, they would have got it a long time ago.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. So when they've attacked me and attacked my pillow, they basically went after a company that had nothing to do with anything, and thinking that, I'm just going to quit talking about our election platforms because you're attacking my family and my company. Yeah. Well, I don't have a company anyway if we let them get away with this. We lose our country, everybody. It's right now. Everything we have, this is a spiritual battle between good and evil. There is only one winner here, and we know who that's going to be.
Amen.
There is only the people out there now. And I've told people these judges, everything else that's blocking out there are doing these attacks. You're either a hero or a traitor. There's no in between right now. There is no in
between. This is the plumb line being dropped. It is.
Yeah, this is it. This is it. And I'll tell you, the Georgia thing, you come down to that Georgia with all what they did down there too in that case. I'll tell you. You talk about Georgia. Remember, everybody, this goes all the way back to the great phone call that Donald Trump made with Crooked Brad Raffensperger down there and all this stuff that, and Crooked Brad, everything he was reading off that sheet. Let's see, 8,000 dead people that voted in Georgia. What about these? What about this? It was a beautiful list of all these things. And Raffensperger said, well, those aren't the real numbers. And our great real president said, well, who gave us these numbers? And the lady goes, Brad did, sir. And he says, well, when are you going to give us the real numbers? He never answered the question. You know why? Those were the real numbers. Donald Trump won Georgia by probably 350 to 400,000 votes. It's just disgusting. This has been the biggest cover-up to the biggest crime in history, period. And like I tell our real president all the time, too, I said, I really believe the 2020 election will be the most important election in history, even more than the one coming up or the 2016. They all kind of go together. But in 2020, if Donald Trump, if they'd overturn that right away and said, hey, Donald Trump, yeah, you really won. all this wouldn't have been revealed. It all had to get revealed, everybody.
The Lord allowed this. I know he did. He allowed what happened in 2020. He allowed it the way he did, and nobody understood at the time. And the Lord said to me, it's been delayed, but it hasn't been denied.
That's exactly right, everybody. Yes. And otherwise, we wouldn't have known where all this evil lies. I know more than anyone of all the crooked politicians out there and the blockers that have blocked me, from moving forward. And a lot of this, I want everybody to know too, not the judge, obviously, in New York and stuff, but a lot of judges, they say, well, Mike, what about the evidence? There's no evidence. Oh, yeah, we've had plenty of evidence, but no judge in the United States has looked at the evidence based on merit. Not one judge, everybody, not one. And they go, well, why is that? They kick the can, they call it, you don't have standing, or they sanction you. Well, here's the thing, everybody. The reason for that is a lot of them might just be in fear. They have fear of not, they don't want to be the first judge to make this decision. Look at that one brave judge in Florida a few years ago that said, no more masks on airplanes. That lady judge said, that's it. We're going to get rid of. And the whole world got rid of them overnight. By one.
Yeah, it was. It was that quick.
One brave person making that judge. So I encourage people that out there to just encourage your politicians and your judges to be courageous. This is it. You can't save your courage for a rainy day. It's now. And that's it. And you know what? I told the president, he's so strong, our real president. I said, as they keep attacking you, it's so frustrating, but it's like, the people out there see it and they see his courage. And that he's standing for this country when he could walk off the course anytime, and he could have back then, and they'd quit attacking immediately. They wouldn't even fit it, And it's just like all these lawsuits I have against me on lawfare. Oh, you're sued for $8 billion, Mike. How do you feel? Well, it's been a big distraction, but I'll tell you what, they're never going to get settled till after the 2024 election, and then they're going to go bye-bye. These were frivolous, disgusting cases, all of them. And it's all political because the Uniparty, remember everybody, this is not a Democrat thing. This is the Uniparty, deep state, globalist, evil, CCP, all of it combined. We're up against an evil no man has ever seen. This is unreal.
Well, this is like those ancient demons that through history and biblically in the Old Testament, right? Right. We're part of Ahab and Jezebel's regime and Jeroboam and all of these wicked regimes. And, two things. There's a song that says the devil went down to Georgia.
Right. And his name was Brad Rassenberger. Yeah. Is that how it goes?
Okay. And secondly, I found out something interesting because things have an interesting way of coming full circle. In history, Abraham Lincoln, they attempted to stuff the ballot boxes with tons of dead people to rip the election away from him.
Right.
So they attempted to do something similar to Abraham Lincoln, except they didn't have the technology we have back then. But they attempted to steal the election from him, stuff the ballot boxes with tons of dead soldiers and people that didn't exist. Right. The Democratic side.
Yep.
All absolutely. To keep him from getting elected.
Right. And that's been brought up too. Do you know a judge we had down in Arizona, one of our cases, and the judge said to one of my attorneys, that said, well, there's cheating that goes on in all elections, with paper ballots hand counted, that could still be compromised. And my lawyer said, yeah, but here's the difference. It would take a cabal of people across this country of millions of cheaters to do it with at the magnitude that it was done. But with the computer, you just need one button, bing, and you can change it to anything you want. And that's the difference. And we're in the age, we're at an apex in history, everybody. You talk about artificial intelligence and all this stuff that we're coming into. And you know what? Think of this. Just think of this. I want everybody to imagine it. If we don't get people that are truly elected for the people and not selected, those evil people that get selected, and they're the ones that are going to be regulating all these new things coming into power. It's over. Yep. There's a bigger thing out there than this. This is the battle. The battle is now, and this is it. This isn't something that goes out. The loser, it's it. That's it. And I've said it before. You know what? If we're wrong this and we lose this battle we're in, well, then it's end times. We all go to heaven as believers. It's a win-win, everybody. This is a win-win. Just embrace it. We're in the best time in history to be alive. There's no other better time than right now. Just embrace the battle we're in, but get involved. You got to get involved. Yep. You know, I tell people all the time, you want to help secure our elections, go to learn the plan, lindellplan.com. There it is, everybody. lindellplan.com. There is only one plan, and this is the plan. I got a download of this last summer. It was a year in the works, and we've been getting it out there, and this is what secures our election. So that's there.
You know what I call this kind of? Back in the Old Testament, I believe it's in the book of Joshua, there was the battle of Ai. And that's the way it was spelled, AI, right? And the first, it was right after Jericho. And they had this enormous victory. And they went into AI, right? And there was corruption in the camp. And they got their butts whooped. And they went back and Joshua fell on his face before the Lord. And the Lord tells him to get up and I'll tell you what to do. You got to purge the camp. You got to cleanse the camp. You got to get everybody ready to go back.
Right.
And they went back in the battle of AI. And that time, they were victorious.
Right. And that's a good, very good analogy. I want everyone to know, 2.5 years ago, I went to every single attorney general I could go to, I met with Secretary of States, couldn't find anyone that I would trust to take care of my dog. and then every county that we could go to, hundreds and hundreds of counties, and we like I say, we failed. You went to judges, you failed. They went, you know, it was closed doors everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, now 2 years later, everybody, we're going around again, but this time we're prepared. There is nothing that can stop us. We learned from that. I want to tell everybody, MyPillow. Back in 2012, when I did my first infomercial, in late 2011, I went from a couple hundred thousand dollars a year company. I went from 10 employees to 500 employees in 40 days. It just exploded. I took in $100 million in 6 months. At the end of that, though, in May, I woke up one day and I was $6 million in debt with no bank. Nobody would borrow me money.
Wow.
And I got my knees crying and going, Lord God, what did I do wrong? Well, all this betrayal and everything that had happened in the spring of 2012 that was outsourced and all these things, I pulled it all back in. And 83 million MyPillows later,
That's amazing.
A huge company. If 2012 hadn't happened and I learned from it, and went back in, but from what I learned, MyPillow would not be here. This is what I'm saying, everybody. You know, we went 2.5 years ago. I went in. I figured, here's the evidence. It's over, everybody. Yay! Well, that's not how it worked, okay? I was attacked by media. I used to be their darling. I was their darling. They attacked me. Box stores canceled me. Their number one selling product in history of every box store in America, including Walmart. They all canceled MyPillow. Why? Because their CEO is wanting to have secure election, and they attacked these my employees and stuff. I was baffled. But you know what? The biggest thing that bothered me of all that is going into these red states like Alabama, Arkansas, Texas, South Dakota, Missouri, and getting pushback by the Republican Party, our own party, going, oh, no, we're going to keep these machines. We don't even want to look into them. We have... You know, that blew my mind. Like, why don't you want to help it? At least look and listen and let's check into this. Mm-hmm. It was disgusting. This time around, they can't say no. We're going to go right on through with what we've learned, and it's going to be beautiful.
You know, it's interesting because some of these states, right, these red states, I kind of say they've turned purple, some of them, because red and blue make purple.
Right.
And you've got those agendas, you know, bleeding together. And making purple. And so when you've got kicking donkeys and trained elephants, right, happening at the same time, it becomes an absolute circus. And especially for me in New York, right, I think I will tell you from the rumblings I've seen in the boroughs, because I'm originally from the Bronx, New York, right? The rumblings are immense. of New York to be turned over red.
Right.
The boroughs are restless. The people are restless. They're yelling they want Trump back. They've got no money. Prices are too high. Yep. So you've got all the boroughs now, right, beginning to get very restless in the city, because the rest of New York State is pretty conservative. In fact, I live in one of the most conservative counties, an hour and a half north of the city. Right. But New York is getting poised to have a sweeping changing of the guard and turn red in the election.
Right. And, you know, I want to say that, too. There's a thing called cast poll records that we were able to get over the last few years. They come right out of the machines. It's under the Freedom of Information Act. And I had people reach out to in every single county in the country to get these cast poll records. We got one third of them in the 2020 election, like 1,000 some counties out of 3,000 some, and one fourth of them in the 2022 election. Well, a cast poll record, everybody, either shows computer manipulation or not. There's no in between. Okay. Either shows it's like a football game. If you've seen a replay, the scores don't go in reverse, right? The scores, one plus one, it always goes up. It doesn't go down, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, of all those cast vote records in 2020, every one of them had computer manipulation. Now in 2022, this is very interesting. Only one place in the United States had no computer manipulation, and that was in Florida in Ron DeSantis' race, mm-hmm. where he won Miami-Dade County by over 11%.
Yes.
So my team looked in.
Hold on 1 second.
We got the cast vote records, and we pulled them because it was a deviation. He won by 11%. You guys, there was no computer manipulation in that race in Florida in 2022.
Wow.
Now, let me tell you what we did. What we did then, we go, wow, we finally have an example. What if there were no computers in our elections? What if it was just a fair election like it was? And for some reason, they didn't use it. They didn't manipulate the computers in Florida in DeSantis' race. We extrapolated that across the United States, including New York, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere in the country. And guess what we found?
What?
So in other words, you'd have a whole country without computers if you use those extrapolated numbers. We're 68% red in this country.
Wow.
68% red. Places you thought were blue are purple. Places you thought were purple are bright red. And a lot of places that were blue are red. So like you say, you're hearing it in New York. I guarantee it's true. You take this, you know, I go everywhere in this country, from California to Oregon, you name it. Missouri, any place, doesn't matter, red, blue. I'm in Minnesota. And you ask on the streets everywhere, and everyone is, we got to get Trump back in. We have to get Trump back in. I've talked to liberals out in California. They've actually switched to at least the middle, going, yeah, things were a lot better in December of 2019 with Donald Trump in charge. Because as things keep getting destroyed, people open up their eyes and go, gee, why is this happening? Why is this happening? You know?
Uh-huh. Yep. It's kind of like the Lord allows all the dross to come to the surface and say, see?
Yep.
This is what's been hiding on the bottom this That's whole time. Right. And then he lays it bare before the people. And then he says to the people, as Elijah said on Mount Carmel, how long will you falter between two opinions?
That's right.
How
That's
long
right.
that this is the valley of decision right now
yep.
for America. It is. We're here.
Yep. And I told you, you know, there's two buckets going on, everybody, right now. As these bad things keep happening, I told our real president, I said, you know, here's a bucket. Call it the common sense bucket. I said, call it your bucket, the mega bucket, whatever you want to call this. I said, people are pouring in from both sides, from everywhere. And once you're in this bucket, I told him, you've given them no reason to leave this bucket.
Yes.
Okay. Once their eyes are open, going, hey, I want a better physically, I want my life to be better physically here. Everybody wants why we're here on earth or whatever, to have a good life, joyful life, and prosper, whatever. And then they said there's another bucket going on, and that's the Jesus Christ bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And as bad things go on, people don't look to God when things are going good. I'll tell you what, in December of 2019, when we had the highest consumer confidence in history, everybody's physical lives have improved. Mm-hmm. And because of Donald Trump and because of great decisions being made that help people here, economy mm-hmm. and all this stuff. Well, they weren't jumping into the Jesus Christ bucket because, oh, they're just celebrating and, you know, and taking things for granted. Well, now they're pouring into this bucket going, please, God, mm-hmm. you know, and coming into this bucket. The biggest revival in history.
Yes.
This is a beautiful thing going on, everybody. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, people say to me all the time, well, Mike, I prayed and this mm-hmm. didn't happen and this didn't happen. I go, those are reactionary prayers. I used to have them all the time when I was in jail or what have you. I said, please, God, get me out of this, you know. I said, it might not be God's will. Whatever this is you're praying for.
I agree.
And I say to them, where is God's will? God's will is in the Word.
Amen.
So if you stay in the Word, you can be proactive in prayer, everybody, and it lines up beautifully. It lines up beautifully. So yeah, you just have a peace going, hey, all this is happening on God's timing, and all I can do is keep doing what I'm praying and know that God's wanting me to do, get involved, do as much as I can, and put it in God's hands. It's a beautiful thing.
It is, and we're running the race of our lives right now. We truly are. You know, the Lord puts a race that is set before us to run, and we have to run that with endurance and with faith and grow in it. Greatness isn't born out of easy circumstances. Greatness is born from us facing adversity and being willing in the Lord to rise above it. And that's what the Lord is calling his people in this nation to do. The Lord is raising a standard in this nation, and we're the standard bearers. We're the standard as his children. And we're meant to bear that standard right now before the whole nation and not be quiet about it.
Right. That's right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so I'm very encouraged on where we're at right now. I've never been more encouraged than I have. Every day that goes by, everybody, I'm more and more confident. And for that matter, so is our real president, Donald Trump. You know, I was, like I said, I was just with him last week. And whenever I talk to him, it's like, it's just optimism. And this is what we feed off each other on, that optimism. Because there, and he did say one thing. He said, he goes, Mike, he said, you know, they keep destroying this country, though. I get back in. He says, you know, are we going to be able to fix it? You know, now he doesn't say, are we going to be able to, because it just gets overwhelming thinking of all that stuff to fix. And I said, sir, with God working through you, I said, you'll get it done faster.
All things are possible.
In history, with God, all things are possible.
And it's
going to be amazing. So I just want everyone, when we get to this great place we're going to get to, you got to look back, and even the bad stuff, you pull one thing out, and it, you know, it was all meant to be to get to that beautiful place. And so I know it's hard to look at things as they're happening, but, you know, but we do, we'll look back and we'll say it's all in God's timing, and all these things had to happen. Because remember, a bad thing happened might bring 10 more people to Jesus going, oh, this is devastating.
That's
but
true.
You look at the big outcome, the big win is eternity, not, you know, not where we're at right now. So
I very much agree with that. And when things happen like this in a nation and people come pouring to Christ and they put their hope in the Lord, knowing he is our source and he operates through men as tools, you know, then we are standing within the will of God. And I always tell people that God is the source. Man is the tool.
That's right.
We have to keep those in the right perspective. Let me ask you quickly about the Supreme Court and what's happening, because we've got quite a bit of cases. You got Colorado right now before the Supreme Court. You have other cases coming up to the Supreme Court. So what do you think about what's going on there?
Well, now I haven't even followed all the cases, but I mean, this is, I believe that that the Supreme Court has been starving for any case where they can finally rule, and it should be 9-0 for a lot of these cases. And here's what I say, everybody. You go back to 2020 when they denied that case of Texas versus Pennsylvania, and everyone's going, oh, there, you know, the terrible Supreme Court. Well, now, you know, 3 years later, everybody, remember, they're people too. They have friends, grandchildren, grandkids, they have families, they have neighbors. They've seen for their own eyes
what is going on out here in the destruction, and not our Constitution not getting followed, and judges, completely corrupt judges making things, and nonsensical things that are out there that are coming before them, like taking someone off a ballot. I mean, this is just, it's bizarre. If they don't vote 9-0, this should not be a 6-3 or a 5-4 vote. Everything should be 9-0. What, this is not, otherwise, where is our justice gone? Where is our, you know, there's the Supreme Court, okay? And you know, you should take, they should take everything aside and get back to the basics, and it should be, hey, we need all of our lives to you know, we need to protect our Constitution, and that's what they're there to do. You know, I'm telling you this, one of the cases, they deemed our elections critical infrastructure. That's what our elections are, critical infrastructure. I believe the first case we get to them with these electronic voting machines, and we get this to them, they've seen what happened to Brazil. They've seen 51 other countries go down to the computer, starting with Venezuela back in the early 2000s. But they've also seen fair elections now, like Argentina going to completely paper ballots, then freeing their country. If they, what they know, those nine justices, they know that everything's on the line too. This is a, and I really believe that these decisions are gonna, they're not gonna push things back. They're gonna be the judges, the Supreme Court justices, they were appointed to be by the people that we have to have. It's in their hands. Now, if they, and this should be, like I said, almost every decision should be 9-0, not be Republicans and Democrats. Let's talk about the people, common sense. This is where we've got to get back to common sense. That's why the uniparty, this uniparty deep state globalism that's here, and all the corruption, you know, it's going to come down to that Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. I think it really will on a lot of these things.
You know, it's interesting because I think a lot of them know deep down that if they rule against certain things, they're opening a Pandora's box in this nation. It's exactly what they do. And I think a lot of them, this is a sobering reality for them as judges that sit in the highest court of the land. So this is their valley of decision too, because they are representatives of God on this earth, judges, because he's the righteous judge. And if they don't want to judge righteously, the Lord can remove their seats in this hour. He can and he will.
Absolutely. 100%. You know, another thing too, is I'll even do a shout out. I was asked the other day, you know, about our media in this country and around the world. And I would take all the attack media on the left put together than a Fox of the world, who does not talk anymore about our elections, or for that matter, back when you had vaccines, you know, they went silent. I told our real president, I said, you know, what happened, and they've done more damage than all the other left-wing media put together, because at least when I get attacked, I'm able to get the word out, right?
Yeah.
People see that. I don't care. Sometimes these journalists, they become friends of mine. I said, you gotta write a better hit job on me, or your boss isn't gonna print it, because I needed to get the word out, right? No, I do this all the time. But when you get like networks you've trusted, you know, there's so many people. I see people all over the country, and they're all depressed or whatever. And I go, you watch Fox from morning till night. They go, how did you know? Because you're not getting anything out of there that's going to be our hope, like our plan to secure our elections and the progress we made and the hope that's out there. They're like a weather channel that can't report tornadoes or hurricanes. Can you imagine? You know, the most dangerous thing coming at someone. And in the weather today, it's going to be sunny next Thursday. But today it's raining, it's pouring out, but you can't report a tornado coming at them. Give me a break. Or you can't report anything good that's going on, you know, that's going on. So this is where we're at. And I think they've done, that's what you had to have that though. Or we wouldn't have gotten this far.
Mike Lindell here. And like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 1-800-200-GOLD. That's 1-800-200-4653, or go to LindellGoldRush.com now.
For $59.98 for the queen size. This is the lowest price.
That's
in
a good
history.
Price.
King size, $10 more, $69.98, and all these great specials going on. We've got blankets. All the new blankets came in. Every kind of blanket you could imagine on sale. With that promo code ARC. Mm-hmm. And we've got
they have slippers for those of you who have their employees wear their slippers out.
Yep, all the slippers are in. All the slippers. We've got the flannel sheets. They're on sale. We're going to be running out of them. They're the end of the season. We put them on sale. Promo code ARC. We've got the My Pillow. We just went on sale today. These that Giza Dreams My Pillow is the queen size. I think it's $27.77 or something. Like $24.77 for the queen size. We sold 83 million My Pillows. This is the lowest price in history. King size $29.77.
We have the sheets, the pillows, the dog. But here they are. So thank you to our team. Yeah.
There's
it is.
All the biggest copper sale ever, 50% off. You guys, okay. As low as $99.99. All these different things, these sales. It's just, you go down, you got the towels. The towels are on price, the lowest price in history, $29.98. They actually work. Yes. Towels that actually work, everybody. There's the new specials we just put out. $24.77. Those are these covers are the long staple cotton, the Giza Dream pillows on the right there. $24.77. $29.77.
Wow.
And we've got the red. If you scroll down a little bit, we've got the, there we have the down comforters. We're leaving them a sale 60% off. These down comforters are the best down comforters in history. The MyPillow mattress toppers. I mean, this stuff is just amazing.
Yes. We have to get blankets and dog beds. So that's on our list for the sanctuary.
Yeah. The blankets and dog beds. There we got all the bathrobes on sale. So
those look very
slippers.
Cozy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're the best bathrobe. They're made out of Supima long staple cotton. Nobody makes bathrobes out of that anymore. This is the best cotton in the United States.
Very
Supima
nice.
Supima long staple cotton. There's nothing like that feel of that bathrobe. They're amazing.
I like the pink one.
Right, there you go. We got all sizes. Get them right now. We put all them on sale. We've got like the dog beds. We have all the pet beds on sale. Remember, you can wash and dry them.
You can.
10-year warranty, you guys.
Easily.
You know, it's absolutely amazing. And they come with a 10-year warranty. You know, but remember, the dogs aren't going to tear them up. Why? Because they love their dog beds.
They do. Oh, they do. They're so comfy for them. They're easy to wash. They're easy to take care of. And so I'm going to give everyone a couple of action items because we know Mr. Mike has to go because he has another interview and he's very busy. But go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARC to save quite a bit off of all the MyPillow products.
Yeah, you can save up to 80%.
There you go, up to 80%.
This is the biggest promo code we have, ARC. You guys, it is amazing. Go there, do all your shopping. We have over, people say, Mike, I got all your products. We have over 400 items just on MyPillow.
They're more than just pillows, people.
Yeah, more than just pillows. You got everything you can. We have MyPillow clothing, a whole line of clothing, everybody. You know, so check it out. I mean, we need your support. Remember, they've canceled MyPillow, my employee-owned company. We need your help, and you guys have been so grateful. Or we've been so grateful. You've been so helpful. So,
thank you, Mr. Mike, and we're happy to do it. And so, once again, you can use promo code ARC to save up to 80% off of all MyPillow products. So please go do that to help Mr. Mike and his company, MyPillow, with what right now is happening in the nation. Mr. Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. You guys, and I want to thank your audience and you. You guys have been supportive during the time, the worst attack on MyPillow in history. We all thank you and love you for all your great support. Plus, you get the best products in history.
We do. And we love you.
Promo code ARC.
Thank you. We love you guys, too. We'll continue to pray for you.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, Mr. Mike.
Thank you.
3 years ago, FrankSpeech.com was launched during the height of mass media censorship to give voices back to those who had their voices silenced. This April, Lindell TV celebrates 3 years of uncensored truth about America's stolen elections, the voting machines, and the fight to return to paper ballots. Today, we stand at the precipice of a new era covering the most important presidential election in American history. An era defined by the battle for some of our most fundamental rights: freedom of speech, freedom of press, and secure elections. We at Frank Speech refuse to be silenced. We refuse to bow down to the forces that seek to dictate what we can and cannot say. We are the media now. Join us in this fight at frankspeech.com.
You might not want to hear what we're saying, but we're going to say it. Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. My Pillow 2.0.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took My Pillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented My Pillow to bring you the best pillow in history. MyPillow 2.0. Just like all of you, I never imagined that MyPillow could get any better. That's why I haven't changed it in nearly 20 years. Then I heard about a revolutionary new technology, and I knew I had to bring it to you all. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The MyPillow 2.0 is cooler and softer than the last MyPillow. It is so comfortable to sleep on at night. I look forward to going to bed, and I wake up well rested in the morning.
Sleep is all about temperature and height. MyPillow 2.0's patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact individual support you need from your head to your bed. And now here's where it gets even better. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions where you get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over to the cool side. Well, all that's gone with my brand new MyPillow 2.0 cooling fabric that's made with temperature regulating thread.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 1-800-200-GOLD. That's 1-800-200-4653, or go to LindellGoldRush.com now.